It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. All this week, we're looking at accessibility and how technology is helping people with disabilities approach their lives in new ways. We've spoken to people from academia, as well as technology designers and engineers. Well, today we're going to talk to Jennifer Feinberg. She's the brains behind an app called Wheel New York. If it raises enough cash on crowdfunding site Kickstarter, Wheel New York could become like a Yelp for wheelchair access. Feinberg doesn't have any fancy tech credentials.
But I am a big sister, and I to create Wheel New York, our entire family is working on developing this website and this app, my mom, my dad, and my younger brother, Andrew, who was born with spina bifida and has always used a wheelchair to get around.
Is this born out of Andrew wanting to get around the city, or you wanting to get around the city with Andrew?
Certainly. It's really born out of necessity. I mean, whenever we would plan a trip as a family to do something in the city, what we would need to do is call every location to ensure that they are handicap accessible.
So tell me a little bit about what Wheel New York would do, you hope, for folks in New York City.
The main goal of Wheel New York is to eliminate that fear of the unknown. So what we want to do is identify which locations are handicap accessible by a 5-star rating,
okay,
and then have users comment on those location profiles to explain why a place is or is not accessible.
I mean, this is obviously, this project is a labor of love for you, but I would imagine that there's some frustration here and difficulty that you guys have gone through, and that's part of the motivation here too.
Definitely. Some of our most favorite restaurants, because we're foodies, so we go to a lot of restaurants together, and some of our favorite ones, we have to take out food and, you know, eat in the nearby park because Andrew can't access the restaurant.
Do you feel like, to a certain degree, people like your brother are being underserved by technology and there needs to be more of this?
My view is that we have the technology to do this, and it's a ton of data that exists, but it's not all culled and normalized in one location. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do.
How's the response been so far?
The response has been great. We're a little less than 30% funded, but the specific notes and messages we've been receiving from people who have supported us are incredibly humbling. We heard from a gentleman in a wheelchair on the West Coast who is a disability rights advocate who said, "I've always dreamed of moving to New York, and maybe now I can with this information."
Jennifer Feinberg is the co-founder of Wheel New York. Jennifer, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can find information about Wheel New York and other conversations from our Access Tech series at our website, marketplacetech.org. And before we go today, Yahoo is back on top in at least one way. Analytics company Comscore just released its monthly list of top 50 most visited web properties in the U.S. And for the first time in a long time, Yahoo's group of websites got the most traffic. The company's new CEO, Marissa Mayer, beat out her old employer, Google, for the first time since 2008. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.